Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. We've been talking about hope. I hope so. No, not that kind of hope. Hope is reality. Everybody say, hope is reality. See, and that automatically goes contrary to what we've been taught about hope, right? Hope is just a figment of your imagination, the world would say. I hope this, I hope that. Well, we serve the God of hope. He doesn't call himself the God of faith. He calls himself the God of hope. And as we've seen over these last messages, that hope, the hope realm, is the realm of reality. Things in that realm, they're real. They're not imaginary. They're more real than what we see right now. Healing is in the realm of hope if it's not manifest in your physical body. Faith gives substance to it. Faith subjects itself to that hope and it becomes a reality in your life. But it was no less real before you got it. Was it any more real? Especially in the eyes of God who's sitting there looking at it. He's saying, I've paid for your healing. Healing is reality in this realm that I live in. But in the realm that people live in, it may not be yet manifest in their physical body. So their faith is what submits their body to that hope realm. Does this make sense? We've been over all of this. And I really don't have time to backtrack too much, but it's important that we get this. Why? Because we want to live in all that God has for us. And I'll show you, this is our job. This is our job, is to live in that reality. If we were to go the rest of our life and not fulfill the calling or the hope that God had for us, shame on you. You want to get in through the big pearly gate, and you got to go through all the saints and the spanking machine because you didn't get it done. I'm not going through that gate. Well, that's the only way through. You get spanked all the way through. Big giant spanking machine. Picture that, all the saints. You got to go through. So let's pray before we read this. I'm believing God. Do you think I have to believe God for these messages? Are you kidding me? Every single day. You know, I'll stay up late at night and I'll be praying and believing God and praying in the Spirit and praying in the Spirit because I need to touch that realm of hope to get the message that's going to fix you. I pray for you. My job isn't done until you are standing in the fullness of all God has made for you. Then I can leave. That's my job. Did you know that? No, your job is just to collect offerings. And get up there and smack at us for a good an hour and a half sometime. No. My job is to see, is to grab things and put them into you so you can fulfill what God's called you to do. And then I've fulfilled what God's called me to do. Right? It's a win-win situation. Win-win. I hope. We never lose. We always win when we're in God. Hallelujah. You tired of losing? That's because you did it yourself. That's where the losers come from. They try to do it themselves. But we never lose when we're with God because he always wins. Read the end of the book. Who wins? Stick with him. Hallelujah. Telling you, if you can grab onto some of the things I'm going to share with you tonight, and I don't even know what they are yet. You don't know, I get up here and sometimes I just open my mouth by faith. But I know this, that if you grab onto the things that I'm going to give you tonight, there's nothing impossible to you. You can step over into that realm, you'll become a completely different person. Kiss the old man goodbye again. Quit digging him up, dragging him along with you. Who's that carcass you're dragging along? That's the old man. Well, leave him alone. Bury him for once and for all. All right. Glory be to you. I haven't even read my scripture. I'm intending to. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your holy written word. El bande. We enter into your word. We enter into your glory right now. Holy Ghost, I love you. I thank you for settling in on these people. And as the teacher and as the guide, let us know you, Holy Spirit, that we may please you and walk in all that you have manifest for us. I believe he's saying the heavens are getting really, really close. And you need to stay with the program. Stay hooked up. Don't let go. And you'll never be the same. We have an opportunity in this day and hour to step over and be like nobody else. And we don't even know what that's going to be yet. But we can be like nobody else. Who are you trying to be like? Nobody else. What's his name? Nobody. How are you going to do something nobody else has done if you're trying to pattern after somebody else? Now, I've had God say that to me before. Don't pattern your church after anybody else. Knock it off. Quit trying to copy everybody else. Do what I've told you to do and step into the calling I've called you to. Otherwise, you're just binding yourself to what's been done before. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. You guys there? Hebrews 11, verse 1. Yeah, but what if God calls me to do something really weird? Too bad. Who are you going to obey? God or man? Who are you going to obey? God. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Everybody say things. Things what? Things hoped for. Things. They're real things. Okay? Are they imaginary things? No, they're real things. Faith is the substance of real things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Things not seen. And remember, we talked about the things that are not seen are eternal. The things that are seen are temporary. Go look at the dog on the lawn that just walked across your lawn. It's temporary. Go look again. It's gone. Even your hair. It's temporary. Everything is temporary. Amen, brother. I'd like to testify. No. It's temporary. If you can see, if it's in the natural realm, it is temporary. It's subject to change is what that word means. It's subject to change from what? From the realm that is unseen, that is reality. What realm are we called to walk in? The unseen realm, and we're called to bring it into the seen realm. Yes. Hallelujah. What does that? Faith. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. If you can get this, you'll see it. Everything that you can see and feel was not made of something you can see and feel. It's made of what? The things of God. And how did that get into this natural realm? Through words. He spoke them into the net. Remember, in the beginning, God what? God wondered. God meditated. God said something. He said something. It is the way that this natural world came into existence. So do you think words will move it around? And were you created in his image? Therefore, words is the thing that's going to move it around for you. Well, you're just trying to tell people they're like God. Yeah, they are like God. They were created in his image. So why would they function any other way than he does? Through faith, we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Go with me to chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Talking about Jesus, who being the brightness of his glory and the expressed image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power. He's the brightness of his glory, the expressed image of his person. The word person, if you've looked it up, I gave you a week to do it. You look it up, it means substance. It's the same word. Now, faith is the substance of things. Everything in the earth is the substance of what God said. He expressed, you understand, when he said, let there be light, it was a substance of something that he expressed. Where did it come from then? The realm of God, the realm of hope. It's that hope realm. How did it get out of the hope realm into the natural realm? The spoken word. God spoke it and it came to pass. Right? Got an issue that's bugging you and keeps bugging you? Bugging. Speak to it. Keep speaking to it. It's subject to change. Tell it that it's subject to change. Say, brother, you're subject to change. And I got some unseen forces at work on you right now. Hallelujah. But what if you just waver on that? You tell it it's going to change, then you tell it it's getting bigger. My problem is getting bigger. And this is where people miss it. Are they holding fast to the hope? Are they holding fast to that realm that makes the other thing subject to change? No, they aren't. It worked. This works. If I could just get people to do it sometimes. Makes me want to write up cards. I even thought about that today. I'm going to call up Rich. I'm going to have him print out cards and make people say this. Just say this. I've seen the results of it. Hallelujah. And I'm going to continue to see the results of it because everything I see is subject to change. To what? To the realm of hope. Now, what do you think of the hope? Now, God, in his hope realm, and we're going to get into this, he set some things in motion. He's called you to something. Has he not? He's called you to do something. Where is that right now? It's in that hope realm. And now he's got to get you to line up with it. We'll get there. This is our job. Let me read this again. Who, Jesus, being the brightness of his glory, the expressed image of his person. Image is in that hope realm. He expressed the hope realm, and it became a substance. I don't believe it. Well, I'm going to show you. Hallelujah. Glad you came here today. Go to Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Man, I would like to run around the room right now. She was found with child of who? People want to land blast me about giving too much emphasis to the Holy Ghost. She was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Could I say, make a stretch here, that Jesus was the child of the Holy Ghost? You could slap me if you want, but this is what it says. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. So what is he saying? He says, oh my goodness, my wife is pregnant. And I know it wasn't me. What am I going to do? I should put her away privately. Because I don't want to make a public example out of her. And in those days, it was not fun. Okay? It was complete ouch. They would, if not stone you, at least attempt to. But he didn't do that. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. Saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. That's a big pill to swallow, my friend. He believed the word of the Lord, didn't he? He believed. So we don't give Joseph enough credit. But he obviously believed. The angel came to him, told him this, and he said, what she's conceived of was of the Holy Ghost. People, that is a big deal. Never been done before, ever, then or since. He believed it. That which isn't conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth. Everybody say, bring forth. A son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Keep going. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying. Now listen. Why did this happen? They were walking around, riding their donkey, mowing in the lawn in the field with their donkey mower. And all of a sudden an angel shows up, just wham, out of nowhere. Just God decided to come down one day. No. This was God's plan from the foundation of the world. And he began way back with the prophets and he started saying, how did God do everything? How did God get anything in the earth? He said it. He took that which was in the hope realm and he began to say it where? Into this realm. And who did he use? The prophets. They spoke his word. What if they didn't speak his word? They said, no, I'm not saying that. Nobody's going to give birth to a virgin child. That just make no sense. I'm not saying it's too much, too wacky. Can't believe. No, they just said what God said. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth. Everybody say, bring forth. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God spoke himself into the earth. Through the prophets. You kidding me? Yes, he did. You reading the same Bible I'm reading? He shall be called God with us. And nobody, the devil couldn't see it. I don't understand. Loser. This is how he lost. Because God was speaking himself into the earth. The expressed image of his substance, the express image of his person came into the earth and walked among us. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. You think you're going to get anything from that unseen realm into the earth any other way? No, you're going to speak his words. Yes. Oh, you just name it and claim it. Yes, I'm going to name it and claim it. You see it in the supernatural realm, in that hope realm, and you speak it, and you speak it, and you speak. You think he said this just once? Ever since the garden and they left. Said, Jesus is coming. There's one who's going to crush the head of Satan. Seed of the woman. First prophecy in the first book of the Bible. He's saying this, saying it. He's speaking it into the earth. He formed it. He framed it. He said he's going to be. All of these things we can look up about Jesus, the way he was going to act, the things he was going to say, the things he was going to do. And then he's going to be anointed. He's going to preach the gospel to the poor. Right? All of this was spoken so that it might be fulfilled. So that it might bring forth. What did it bring forth? That which was already in the hope realm. Brother, you're twisting my head. I know. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Go quickly to Revelations 13:8. We'll just do this quickly. I contemplated whether to take you way over there, but you're on the wild ride now. You're all strapped in. Nowhere else to go. We're going up the bay. Ready? Lift your hands up. Woo! We're going downhill now. Hallelujah. Revelations 13:8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Well, wait a minute. Remember who we're talking about. We're talking about the God of hope who calls those things that be not as though they were. Why is he calling them as though they were? Because they were. We have a misconception of faith and confession, thinking that we're calling something that is not, doesn't really exist, into being. Wrong. We're calling that which is reality into being. Huge difference here. Abraham believed in hope. You can't believe in nothing. He's believing in God, the God of hope. He lives in that realm. Was Jesus, according to this scripture, a lamb slain before the foundations of the world? What kind of kooky God is going to do this? I'm going to create a planet that I have to die for. He created the whole thing knowing he would do that. Just to satisfy his love. Tell you what, that's bigger than you or me. Hallelujah. No wonder they go, holy, 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 and everybody's worshiping him. It's like, my goodness. You can't even think up stuff like that. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord, bringing forth the lamb slain from the fountain. Now, do you see that? Let's read it one more time. This is important. Glory be to God forever. All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Was this a reality? Do you think people in heaven knew this when they saw Jesus before he'd come to earth? Now you're twisting my head now. Do you think they knew that he was the Lamb slain before the foundation? According to this, yeah. It was in that realm. That realm. God had spoken it. You think God's a liar? As soon as he speaks something, it's as if it were already done. It were. It were. Welcome to Maine, where it were done. But you understand what I mean. Hallelujah. Go to Romans 4, verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee. I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. We just saw God calling Jesus the lamb slain before the foundation of the world, and it was before he'd even come. That's how he got him to come. That's how he got him to manifest in the flesh. Was it any less real? Before, during, or after? No. Your healing is a reality. Your prosperity is a reality. Everything you're called to do, everything you're called to do is already a done, finished reality right now. What realm's it in? The hope realm, which is the spirit realm. It's where God lives. He's the God of hope. God is the spirit. He lives in that realm. Everything you're called to do is already done. Well, good. I'll just go take a nap. No, now you got to fulfill it. You got to walk it out. It's our job. What's our job? I just told you. Fulfilling everything that he has called you. Look at this. Calls those things that be not as though they were. You think that has anything to do with a call? Did he call Abraham's call a call? Did he call Abraham to be the father of many nations? Was that Abraham's call? He called it the way it was. You need to start calling yourself the way you are. How you can do that before you see who you are? You can't. You got to see it first. That's the hope. People without a vision perish. Don't be afraid to be really big about it. Because God's a big God. You know that. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. As it is written, I have made thee. He must have been a liar. He said he'd already made him. That's because it was already a fact in that realm. I'm telling you, everything you're called to do is already a fact in the eyes of God. That's how he can present you faultless before his throne in glory. It's amazing. This is amazing. It's so amazing, I can't believe it. That's the problem. Now we have to believe it. What did Abraham believe in? He believed in hope. And if hope is just a figment of your imagination, then Abraham was just nuts. But he was believing in something more real than what he could see. He believed in hope. Believe in who you're called to be. More than who you look like you are, or especially what people think you are. Right? Glory be to God. Welcome to church. Hallelujah. As it is written, I have made thee the father of many nations before him, or like him, whom he believed, God, who quickens the dead and calls those things that be not against, that calls those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in the hope that he might become. This is why hopelessness is so terrible in people. They can't become anything. Even if it's in the natural realm, even if they have no hope, well, they have no hope. Even in the natural realm, those are the people that lose it because they have no hope. But we have a greater hope established on greater promises, more eternal, solid in the heavens. And when that hope shows up on the inside of us into our spirit, we become it. It brings forth. We start to say it. It begins to manifest. We start to walk it out through faithfulness. That's called obeying the calling. You ask a preacher, well, how do you know you're called? I don't know. But they know. And so they start doing it. They get a Bible and they go and spit on people. Listen to me. What are they doing? They're starting to enter into their calling. Everybody say their calling. Is their calling have anything to do with hope? It has everything to do with hope. It's everything that you, they're starting to walk out. What God has already said they are in the spirit realm, in that realm of hope. They're just starting to start out. Don't you want to fulfill it? You want to get to heaven and just say, well, I only made it through two quarters of what I was supposed to do. That would be a half, by the way. Sounds fancy with two quarters. Glory be to God who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. Believe in it, brother. Believe in what God's called you to do. Believe in that hope. It's what God calls. He calls the hope. He called Jesus. He framed him with his words. He expressed the image of the hope. Became a substance. All right. Let's move on here. You're doing well. Romans 11. Glory be to God forever. Romans chapter 11 and verse 29. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. You should be able to see now why it's without repentance. Because it's already done. It's already done. It is a fact in the realm in which he lives. That's why he can't repent from it. What are you going to repent from? It's past. Calls those things that be not as though they were. It's already done. That's why when he looks at you, he says, he talks to you as if you were the one who already did it. Jesus in heaven was the same way. The lamb slain from the foundation of the world. But he hasn't done it yet. Yes, he did. Brother, you're messing with my time machine hat. I know. Deal with it. We've been born into a new kingdom. A new way of doing things. The old things have passed away. All things have become new. That means all things are new in the way they operate. And all things are of God, who is the God of hope. Everybody say this. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Why is that? Because they're already an established fact. In the kingdom of heaven, we've just got to walk it out. Go to Ephesians 4, 8. You starting to see this? Well, I always felt like I was supposed to do this. Yeah, you're just starting to bump into what God's calling you to do. Do you see how these go together? He's calling you to do something. What do you do when you call your dog? You're calling him to do something. Come here, Fido. Is it your will that Fido come here?
Yes.
That's the expressed will. Come here, Fido. The dog comes up wagging his tail. And you say, what did you come over here for? Get out of here. That's not my will. No. You'd just be loony at that point. His calling is his will for you. It's already an established fact. It's calling you. Sometimes we're just so dense we can't hear it. What? I thought it thundered. We have scripture for that. People speak, God speaking in the audible voice, and people thought it thundered. That's dense. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 8. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Where did he do this? When he was on the earth. Well, his apostles were on the earth. When did he do this? When he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and he gave gifts unto men. He gave the gifts unto men when? When he was ascended up on high. When did he give the gift? Did God give you a gift? Did he give you a gift? When did he give the gift? When he ascended on high, he went into that realm and he gave the gift. The gift has been given. It's a given gift. It's already done. It's already a done deal. It's a calling now. It's in that hope realm. People still here. Hallelujah. Go with me to Acts 13:2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, the Holy Ghost, you remember the Holy Ghost here? The Holy Ghost, the one who gave birth to Jesus. All right. The Holy Ghost said something. The Holy Ghost has been speaking from the foundation of the world. He's saying something. When he says something, you should listen. He said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Now, wait a minute. Saul and Barnabas, they hadn't been doing this. You think God just all of a sudden said, now I'm going to call you to do that? He had called them to the work where I have called them. The work was given. The gift was given. They just hadn't entered into it yet. Through faithfulness in the office that they were standing in, God was able to get them to step up into the next office, which is where God had already called them. It was already an established thing. And this is where it comes into our realm. If we're faithful, we will be able to go up higher. If we're faithful with our words, if we're faithful to call things that be not as though they were, just like God did, we'll be able to go up higher. Are you called there? Were they called there? They just weren't prepared for it yet. And you're probably not prepared yet for the great things God has called you to. But are you getting prepared? Oh yeah, you're starting to step up. You're starting to increase. You're starting to be faithful in what God's called you to do now so that you can enter into that which he's called you to do later. It's all still in the hope realm, but we're accessing it. What about Jesus? He came as a child, right? Born of the Virgin Mary. He lived for many years without fulfilling the call. Did he? Did he not? Did he? He? Yes. Right? And then the Holy Ghost came on him and he entered into the call and he was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world, but he was always the lamb slain. Some people saw it. Some prophets would come up to him and say, lamb slain. Wouldn't they? Even when he was a baby. In the temple, they came up and said, you are the baby.
In the womb.
You're the one. You are the one that we're looking for. A baby.
Oh, here's the baby.
How would they know that? The Holy Ghost said something. He was speaking through that prophet. He was establishing the expressed image of Jesus in the earth. Did you see that? Up in verse 1, it says that there in Antioch, the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas, and went down and named all these people, and Saul. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said something, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." No one enters into their call immediately at the first, but they take steps towards it. And through faithfulness, you're given greater and greater responsibility. And then all of a sudden, you're separated into it and you become it. Hallelujah. By the will and plan of God, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 2:12. That you would walk worthy of God, who has called you unto his kingdom and glory. Worthy of who? God, the God of hope. He's looking at you from the hope realm, right? That you would walk worthy of him. He's called you unto his kingdom and glory. Glory. That's where he has called you. It's your call. I don't care. You know, you can put all the names on it, whatever you think, you know, offices you want to stand in. But this is it for everybody. He has called you to his kingdom and glory. Glory be to God forever. Hallelujah. Go to 1 Corinthians 1:26. Well, I just don't know if I'm, you know, supposed to walk in the kingdom. I don't know if I'm supposed to walk in glory. He's called you. Where's the call come from? It comes from that hope realm. How's it come? It comes through words. I just read those words to you. It is written, you're called to the kingdom, called to walk in glory. That's your call. There may be other things too. Of course there are, inside the kingdom and inside glory. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 26. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised, has God chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. He's chosen this to use the thing that isn't, the thing you can't see, the hope, to bring to naught the thing that is. That's who you are. You are really what God says you are. We have to make our mind grab onto that, especially when it gets into things like healing and stuff like that. You're putting to naught the thing that is. If there's a sickness, you have to put that thing to naught by the thing that is not seen. Is this making sense to people? So what realm rules over what realm? The kingdom of God rules over all. You're called to that kingdom that rules over everything else. Start carrying your scepter around with you. Thumping it on the floor when you enter the room. I'm here and I'm ruling. Because the kingdom I live in and the glory that I'm called to live in. Are we getting this? Yeah. Are we what we may appear right now? God's putting that to naught. by the things that really are. The things that really are, the supernatural, what you're called to operate in. And it'll make those other things, it'll put them to nothing. It'll look like nothing. It'll look like nothing when God's done with it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Things that are. What things? Those things which you can't see. He's bringing to naught things, and he's using things which are not. Things. Here again, he's calling them actual things. You've got to get this. You can't believe in something that isn't real. But you can believe in something you can't see, but the thing, that which you're called, is a thing. And you have to believe in your call, that thing, and then you become it. Hello? Hallelujah. Brother, you're all cocky, acting like you're something. I am something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You might not be able to see it yet, but I'm something. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. That's what I said. You know, part of my calling is to get you to see who you really are and fulfill what you're called to do. That's my job. If I do that, then I can retire. I'll buy a boat and move to Florida. No, I don't think so. John chapter 15 and verse 7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you. Now, you're gonna have to grab onto everything I just said tonight. How did Jesus come into the earth? By the spoken word. Was he a reality? Was he the lamb slain before the foundation of the world? Before he came into the earth, it was a reality. It was a done deal. It was hope. He had to believe that. He had to do exactly what you have to do. He had to believe the scriptures and believe in that hope and then walk it out in his calling step by step. No different with you. Some of us are just oblivious. I don't know what God wants. Get in his word. Get in his word. That is his will. His word is his will for you. It's also his calling. Right? And it's more sure than a vision. It's more sure than an angel showing up. And it's certainly more sure than a prophet showing up and whacking you on the head and saying something. His word. Where was I? 15. Let me read that. If you abide in me and my words abide in you. How did Jesus come into the earth? By the spoken word. How is your call going to come into the earth? By the spoken word. You're going to speak that word. You're going to speak that word. It's going to start framing around you. Have you ever seen this happen? Have you seen it happen at least a little bit? As soon as you've seen it happen once, you get addicted to it. And you want to see it happen again. Pretty soon you're a name it and claim it person. You're just speaking about everything. Stop. Come. Manifest. Be. Light be. You start acting like God. Right? You're walking around in darkness. Quit saying there's darkness everywhere. There's darkness. Start saying light. Light. Light come. Light show up. Light be. Light bulb. I ban the word dark from ever going out of my lips. You need light. That's the way to do it. Why? You're like God. Speak that which is already in existence in the hope realm. This is where it gets so much better than what the world has. The world's hope is, and it does work to a degree, but we have it so much better because we're actually grabbing on what is real, what has been established from the foundation of the world, and we're speaking that into existence. The difference in power between those two things is night and day. So I just start grabbing onto these scriptures and say them. I've not been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. My God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. By his stripes I was healed. Huh? Was? How could that be? Because it's a reality in the hope realm. How's it come to manifest in the earth? Through the spoken word. Jesus, the word, was made flesh and dwelt among us. You got to see this. Hang on to your place right there. Go to John chapter 1. I know I don't have it down there, Liv. Verse 12. John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of the will, the blood of God. They're born of God. As many as believe on who? Jesus the Word. They believe the Word, they're made flesh. It's the same way that Jesus was made flesh. It's the same way you obtain all the promises of God and fulfill all that God has already called you to and has established permanently in heaven. That's who you are. Where did I say to hold to? Because I lost my page. John 14. Thank you. 15. If you abide in me and my songs, my melody, my feathers, my words. If my words abide in you, why? How did God create everything into this natural realm? By speaking words. So he says, if my words abide in you, then you'll ask what you will. Why? Because your will is his will. What was he speaking? He was speaking his will. Right? He's speaking his will. And so if you abide in his will, and his will abides in you, you ask what you will, and it'll be done unto you. What? Everything in that realm that is God's will. If you abide in the word, will be done to you.
Glory, hallelujah.
That's good news. Amen. Hallelujah. And herein what? Herein abiding in the word is my Father glorified with you bearing much, bringing forth much fruit. What kind of fruit? The fruit of his will that is in heaven, that is being manifest on the earth. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8. I'm almost done. Romans chapter 8 and verse 24. I love hope. Hope is a wonderful thing. Hope is like dope. I gotta have it. What? You gotta have the hope, not the dope. Yeah, whatever. Glory be to God. Well, without hope, people perish. They do. They perish without it. Why? Because it's the only thing that's real. Even people, you know, they think they have an element of success in the natural realm. If they're holding on to that, that is subject to change. It's temporary. It goes away like the dog off the lawn. It's gone. Their health flees away. Their beauty flees away. Their youth flees away. Their money flees away. Their fleas flee away. Thank God. Without hope, but hope is eternal. Hope stays. And then all the other things are subject to that. Jesus is Lord. Romans 8:24. We are saved by hope. Is this in your Bible?
Yes.
Well, brother, I believe we were saved by faith. You are. But faith in what?
In the hope.
Woo! Faith in the hope. You got to believe in the hope. Abraham, we're like Abraham. The just shall live by faith. The righteousness of faith is revealed from faith to faith. What do they believe in? What's your faith in? The hope. The realm of reality. That's what it should say. Every time you read the word hope, put in realm of reality. It's what's real. It's more real than what we can see or feel. Romans 8:24. We are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, what does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Hope carries you through. Who are you? How can somebody act like they're some big something when they look like nothing? Because they've got the hope. They are something. Hallelujah. 24. We're saved by hope. Verse 26. Likewise. Does your Bible say likewise? What do you think likewise means? In the same capacity. Now, we just read that you're saved by hope. And I got other scriptures. I can't get to them tonight. Maybe next week. That ties so tightly with the Holy Ghost in with hope. We saw how the Holy Ghost was the one who was instrumental in having Jesus come into the earth, right? So here we've got the Holy Ghost. He's doing what? Likewise. You're saved by hope. Likewise. Hope that is seen is not hope. Likewise, the Holy Ghost who's not seen. You following me here? Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. Our infirmities what? That which is seen. Your weakness, that which is temporary, subject to change. Now the Holy Spirit is going to help that. Help it what? Get worse. No! The Holy Ghost is going to change it from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. What is this? A lack of hope! You don't know what you should pray for because you don't know it. But He's helping you to give you that hope. And if you pray in the Spirit, He will show you what you are. And then He'll help you in your weakness to become that thing through faithfulness. Knowing not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Speaking in tongues, insert here. And He that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit. What is the mind of the Spirit? It is the will of God. It is the Word of God. It is the call of God. It is the plan of God. It lives in that hope realm. That's the mind of the Spirit. He reveals that to you. As you're yielding your mouth to Him, He helps develop it. He's now framing those things into the earth just like He did. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Now He's saying Rich is coming. Alan's coming. Wayne's coming. We're all coming. Well, how's He doing it? The Holy Ghost is speaking through you into the earth, helping your infirmities. Almost started to preach there. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind, the will, the call of the Spirit. He knows what it is. You might even, I don't even know what it is. Do you know exactly what you're called to do? Day by day by day by day. I have it all written out. No, you don't. But He knows, doesn't He? Why? Because He's sitting there looking at it. It's a done deal. It's done. All you got to do is get in His presence. Let Him express that image. Express the image over and over and over. Express that image. Let it be developed until it is so real. And you can receive it just like Abraham did, receiving his son raised from the dead in a figure. You'll see it and you'll believe it because it's more real than what you see. Brother, you're freaking me out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Where was I? He that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. The call of God, the plan of God. He's making intercession. You think he knows how to intercede? We think we know how to pray for something. You know, he knows how. He knows exactly how to declare and speak that image into the earth. Verse 28, which is the scripture all Christians like to take out of context when something goes wrong. And we know. And we know. What is that but faith? What is that but believing in something that you can't see more than what you can see? This is how Abraham did it. He believed into the hope to the point where he knew it. I know it. More than what I see, I know I'm healed. More than what I see, I know I'm blessed and prosperous. More than what I see. Why? Because the word is more real than that. And we know that all things. Things, what things? All things. In heaven and on earth. All things are doing what now? Working together for good. To them that love God, to them who are the called, according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he did also predestinate. Come on. You still here? What realm is this in? He foreknew that you were going to show up and sit in that chair. He knew it. He foreknew it. He predestined it. He knew it. He called it. He called it that way. On such and such a day, you come sit in that chair. Blah, blah, you're fulfilling your call. You're on stage 3. Now you're going to go to stage 4. He knows this stuff. Why? Because he sees it. It's already done. Hallelujah. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed into the image of his son. The image. What? What image? The same realm, the same hope realm, the image. That's what he's calling you to be. Well, I guess you're not excited about it. That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And them he also glorified. You're called to what? Glory. You're called to his kingdom and glory. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for your word. I thank you for calling us to glory. I thank you for enlightening us and lifting us up into the realm of reality. We worship you. We thank you that we are who you've called us to be, more than what it looks like, more than what it feels like. We walk in the kingdom. We walk in glory. And all the other things in our life are changing right now to conform to the image of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord? Then shall we grow as we sow and reap from Him.
This message has been brought to you free of charge by the Metropolitan Holy Ghost Society. More messages are available online at www.holyghostsociety.org.